I meet you, Bert. Here comes Percy.
Where?
He's racing across the yard like a mad thing.
Well, you better come away from that window, Stamford, and come back to your place.
Yeah, I'll say. Percy will probably do his block properly today.
Well, he certainly doesn't look too pleased about things anyhow.
No, and I shouldn't think so. Pipe down,
Pickles. Here he is.
Yeah, pipe down.
Oh, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, quickly, I want to give you a I want to have a word with you before the inspector arrives.
Inspector, sir?
Yes, the inspector.
But he was here last lesson.
Yes, I know he was here last lesson, but he's coming again today.
Strike, what for, sir?
Why doesn't he live here? It'd save the train for you.
The bottom it.
Yeah?
If you've got any consideration for my feelings at all, please keep quiet.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, listen, boys. You no doubt remember that Mr. Bannigan, the school inspector, came into my office last lesson, and we had a serious discussion.
Yes, sir.
Frankly, Mr. Bannigan is not at all impressed with the general behavior of this class.
Now, where would he get an idea of
that? Quiet, boys. Quiet. Look, please keep quiet.
Yes, sir.
I managed to persuade the inspector not to carry out his examination last lesson, but to come back today and conduct it then.
Why, sir?
Why? Because I wanted to make another appeal to you boys. I was sparring for time, that's why.
Ah.
I gave him my definite assurance that when he returned today, he'd find that he this was the best behaved class he'd ever seen in his life.
Oh, I see.
And he'd also find that your knowledge was beyond all expectations.
Now, just a minute.
Boys, the fate of this fine old school is in your hands.
How do you mean, sir?
I mean that unless you boys can create a favorable impression on Mr. Bannigan today, there's more than the possibility that this school of ours will be closed by the education department.
Wacko, you've got something there.
And it will also mean this, Bottomy, that my career as a schoolmaster will come to an end. I'll be ostracized by my fellow teachers. Never again will I be able to obtain employment in the academic world because I will be stamped with the brand of inefficiency which I will carry with me to my grave.
Strike service is as bad as that.
Yes, Bottomy, I'm afraid it's as bad as that.
Well, we don't want that to happen, sir.
No, sir.
And you don't either, do you, Pickles?
Why, no, certainly not.
No, there you are, sir.
Oh, well, that's splendid.
We're with you, sir, all the way.
Yes, sir, certainly. Sure we're with you, sir.
Well, you boys don't know how happy that makes me.
No, sir.
And incidentally, the better you behave yourselves, and the more questions you answer correctly, the quicker he'll go.
All right, boys.
Now, listen, remember, you're on your best behavior. And don't forget that you must answer all his questions intelligently.
Yes, sir.
Strike, how am I going to do that, sir?
Do what, Stamford?
Answer all his questions intelligently.
Well, I don't know, but at least you can try. Show him that you're conscientious and that you're making a serious attempt at your work.
Yes, sir, but all the same, if he asks me some of the questions...
Hi, sir, he comes now.
Now?
Yes, sir. He's just gone through the gate there, see?
Yes, sir.
All right, boys, now look, remember, I'm depending on you.
Yes, sir.
The conjugation of the verb to be in French is written on the blackboard here.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, we'll be reading it as a class when he comes in.
Yes, sir.
You're right? One, two.
Je suis tout a, il a, nous sommes, vous a, il sont.
Right, again.
Je suis tout a, il a, nous sommes, vous a, il sont.
Now, I'm quite sure you boys are thoroughly familiar with that now.
Yes, sir.
Very good. I want to go now it's Mr. Bannigan.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
I knocked, but I could hear that you were working, so I came straight in.
Oh, quite so. Boys, as you know, this is Mr. Bannigan, the school inspector.
Good morning, Mr. Bannigan.
Good morning, boys.
I'd almost forgotten that you were coming today, Mr. Bannigan, but I'm very pleased to see you here.
Yes, and I was very pleased to see that the class was working.
Oh, yes. We were having a French lesson. That's probably why I'd forgotten that you were coming, being sort of absorbed in the lesson. One does get carried away, doesn't one?
Yes, one does.
Yes, exactly. But we'll set aside the French for the moment. We're entirely in your hands, Mr. Bannigan, and I suggest that you now take complete charge.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Oh, pleasure.
There are a few questions I'd like to ask around the class.
Quite so. Yes, you just do whatever you please.
Thank you. Class? Stand up.
Yes, stand up there.
That's splendid. I'm glad to see you all standing up smartly with your arms folded behind your backs.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me see. I'm not sure if I got your names correctly. I remember you on the end. Your name's Bottomley, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Rupert Bottomley, sir.
Yes, you're the cheeky one, aren't you?
I beg your pardon, sir.
I formed the impression when I was here last that you were rather cheeky.
Oh, I'm sorry if I gave you that impression, sir. Oh, I didn't mean to be cheeky.
You didn't?
No, sir.
Oh, well, perhaps today you can convince me that I was wrong.
Yes, sir.
The next boy, you're the pledge, aren't you?
No, sir, Stanford. Ronald George Stanford, sir.
Oh, yes, that's right. Then you must be the pledge.
Yes, sir. Francis Algernon Marmaduke, the pledge, sir.
Very good. Now I'll ask you various questions on the subjects which are included in the school curriculum, but I don't want you to be nervous about any of them. They won't be hard questions, so take your time and think before you answer.
Yes, sir.
Bottomley, I want you to answer this historical question.
Yes, sir.
What important document was an English king compelled to sign in the 13th century, and what the king was compelled to sign it?
It was the Magna Carta, sir?
Correct. The Magna Carta was the document.
Yes, sir.
But that's only half the answer. I also asked, what king was compelled to sign it?
King John, sir.
Correct, King John. Stanford?
Yes, sir.
When and where was the Magna Carta signed, and for what reason was King John compelled to sign it? What's the matter? Can't you hear me?
Not very well, sir.
I'll repeat the question. When and where was the Magna Carta signed, and for what reason was King John compelled to sign it? What's the matter with you, boy? What's the matter?
I think I'm going to be sick, sir.
Sick?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mr. Barrigan, look, I meant to tell you. Stanford is a very delicate boy and suffers a great deal from nerves.
Oh, I see.
A very sad case, a very sad nervous case indeed. I had the same trouble with him when he first came to the school here. I think it's the fact of a stranger being here. It sort of put him off his balance a bit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but there's no need for him to be nervous.
No, I quite agree, Mr. Barrigan, but unfortunately the boy can't help it. As I say, I had the same trouble with him myself. Actually, now he's one of the brightest pupils I have. But the fact that he's now confronted with a stranger has put him right back to where he started.
Oh, well, that's very unfortunate.
A very sad case indeed. However, if you go on with the questions, he may improve. He may get over his nervousness. I don't know, mind you, but he may.
Very well, I'll come back to him later. The pledge, can you answer my last question?
Yes, sir.
When and where was the Magna Carta signed, and for what reason was King John compelled to sign it?
Yes, sir. Well, it was signed early in the 13th century, actually in the year 1215. And it was at a place called Runnymede, which is situated in England on the River Thames.
Yes?
The reason that the king was compelled to sign it was because he'd been treating the people far too harshly. Actually, it was a document which restricted the king's rights and prevented him from being a tyrant.
Yes, very good. Very good indeed.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Didn't you know that, Stanford?
Yes, sir.
Why, yes, of course, Stanford knew that, but unfortunately, this nervous complaint prevents him from doing himself justice.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Bannigan, don't let us keep you if you want to get away.
I haven't finished yet, Doctor.
Haven't you? I'm sorry, I thought probably you might want to get along to another school. I know how busy you must be, Mr. Bannigan. It's terribly difficult to fit everything into the day these days, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I know in my own case I don't get the time to put to my stamp collection that I'd like. What with preparing the lessons and the extra study that the boys like me to give them after school hours, I find that the day slips by almost before one knows where one is.
Yes, well, perhaps if you'd allow me to continue with this examination.
Why, yes, of course, Mr. Bannigan, of course. I'm frightfully sorry. I knew I shouldn't have mentioned my stamp collection. Although, mind you, I really think that stamp collecting is a most interesting hobby. Particularly when one has two of some and three of others. I mean, the different people that one meets when one exchanges them is really most enjoyable.
Yes, no doubt.
I remember on one occasion the fat lady in a visiting circus. I believe she was the fattest lady on earth. Well, she kept a stamp collection, and I remember exchanging three Burmas for a Borneo. And if you could have seen the look of delight in that fat lady's left eye, she didn't have a right one. But you'd have then realized that stamp collecting...
Dr. Pym, I've no doubt that your reminiscences are very interesting.
Yes.
But at the moment, I'm attempting to conduct an examination.
Are you? Oh, yes, 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 of course. I'm sorry, Mr. Bannigan. Please accept my apologies.
Very good.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Bottomley.
Yes, sir?
Have you done any geometry?
Geometry? Oh, yes, sir.
Can you tell me what an acute angle is?
An acute angle, sir?
Yes.
Well, it's like a sharp angle, sir.
Sharp angle? You mean by that it's... less than a right angle?
Yes, sir, less than a right angle.
Yes. What is an obtuse angle?
An angle that's more than a right angle, sir.
Yes, it's more than a right angle, certainly, but what... it's less than what?
It's less than two right angles.
Yes, exactly. It's less than two right angles. What do we call an angle that's more than two right angles, but less than four right angles?
Strike.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing, sir.
I thought you said something.
I was just wondering if it was still my turn, sir.
Yes, Bottomley, it's still your turn.
Yes, sir. I'm wrecked.
Reflex?
Huh?
Speak up, boy, speak up. There's nothing to be afraid of. I won't eat you. Did you say reflex?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's quite right. An angle which is greater than two right angles, but less than four right angles, is said to be reflex.
Yes, sir.
Right angle has been mentioned several times. How many degrees are there in a right angle?
Who,
me, sir?
Not you, Stanford. Oh, I see. You've recovered slightly.
Yes, sir.
Well, you'll get your turn in a minute. Bottomley, how many degrees in a right angle?
90, sir.
90 degrees. Quite right. That's very good, Bottomley. You've got all those questions right.
Yes, sir.
Now then, Stanford, you can have a turn.
Yes, sir.
What important theorem is suggested to you by the right angle, or at least the right angle triangle?
Right angle triangle?
Yes, that should immediately suggest to you an important theorem. I want you to tell me the name of that theorem, its number if you can, and then perhaps you can give me the context of the theorem itself. Come on.
I feel sick again, sir.
Do you?
Oh, what a shame. And just when it looked as though the poor boy was getting over his nervousness.
Yes.
A very sad case, Mr. Bannigan. A very sad case indeed.
Yes, most extraordinary.
Yes.
However, we can't waste time now.
No, certainly not.
To pledge, does the right angle triangle suggest an important theorem to you?
Yes, sir.
What theorem?
The theorem of Pythagoras, sir.
Very good. Can you tell me anything about it?
It's theorem 29, sir, and it says this. In a right angle triangle, the square on the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares on the other two sides.
Yes, very good. Excellent. That's quite right. It's quite obvious to me that you know your work, to pledge.
Thank you, sir.
And you too, Bottomley. You didn't sound quite so confident, but I realize that students don't do their best at examination time.
No, sir.
And that seems to apply more in your case, Stanford, than any other case I've known.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's really a dreadful handicap to him, Mr. Bannigan. But I hope that by the next time you call, Stanford will be much improved.
Yes, I hope so, Doctor.
Yes.
Particularly for his sake. Because, as you say, it's a very serious handicap.
Yes, undoubtedly.
Well, Doctor, I don't think I need hold you up any further. I'm quite satisfied. I'd like to say that the general behavior of the class is certainly better than I expected. In fact, it's excellent.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bannigan. Thank you.
Good morning, Doctor.
Well, good morning, Mr. Bannigan.
And good morning, boys.
Good morning, Mr. Bannigan.
Right. Attention, everybody. We'll get back to our French.
Yes, sir.
The study of French is really most interesting, and actually it's far from difficult. If you'll take out your French books, I'll explain to you...
Just wait, sir. It's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, there he goes, sir.
Yes, sir. He's just gone through the gate.
Oh,
well, were we any good, sir? Were we any good?
Yes, Bottomley, splendid.
That was topping, sir. Yeah. Absolutely topping.
Yes, sir. I'll say. The French and I got everything right.
I don't know how you did it.
Oh, it was no trouble at all, sir. No trouble at all.
Wasn't it?
No, no trouble at all.
Oh, well, there's no reason why every lesson shouldn't be like that.
No, sir. I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
All right. Now, look, I'm not going to reprimand you now. We'll talk about that later. You can all go home.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.